Today's daf is Zvachim daf Chav Zayin. We left off at daf Chav Vav and Beis, just a couple of lines from the bottom of the page. Just to review, because it's really one big sugya that starts with the Mishnah and Chav Vav and Aleph. The Mishnah spoke about matan dam, if you did any sort of zrikas adam that was not appropriate, that was not correct, you did it in an incorrect fashion. For instance, esani tanu lamata lamalo or lamalo lamata, you took dam that was supposed to be thrown on the top half of the mizbeach, you threw on the bottom half, or vice versa, or you put it on the wrong mizbeach entirely, esani tanu befnim bechutz, esani tanu bechutz befnim, that which was supposed to go on the mizbeach apnimi, you put it on the mizbeach achitzon, or vice versa. In all those cases, the Mishnah said, puzzle, it's going to be puzzle, but ve'ein bo kares. While it is puzzle, when you eat the eating the basar of that karban is not going to bring with it a penalty of kares. So now, what did the word puzzle mean? So we're going to have three shitos, what the word puzzle meant. We had one shita yesterday. We're going to have two more a little bit later on in today's daf. So let's review. The one shita that we had yesterday was the shita of Shmuel, right at the beginning of the Gemara, on the top of Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Shmuel said, what does pasul mean? It means pasul basar, aval bailim nischapru. It means that the basar itself is pasul, but the bailim does get kapara with that nesinas dam. Even though the dam was done all wrong, still the bailim achieves kapara through that zrikas dam. It's going to be good enough to get kapara. And the Gemara had phrased Shmuel in such a way, paraphrased Shmuel's idea, that shalobim komos kimekomo dami, that when you put the dam on the mizbeach in the wrong spot, that's kimekomo dami, that's like putting it on the right spot. Meaning, as far as Zrika goes, as far as it goes in terms of getting you the kapara, the avodas Zrika, getting you the kapara, putting it in the wrong spot is just as good as putting it on the right spot. Elamai, when you put it on the right spot, you get to actually have the basar as well, whereas when you put it in the wrong spot, when you do the Zrika incorrectly, you don't get to have the basar as well. That's Shmuel Shita. It works for kapara, does not work for basar. Good, so says the Gemara, we are now holding three lines from the bottom of the page. Meisvei, chishav litein esanitanin lamala lamata, or lamata lamala, if a person has machshava. Now it's not where he actually did this, where he actually did the zrika in the wrong place, he actually put the blood that was supposed to go on the bottom half, on the top half, on the top half, on the bottom half, rather he was chishav. A Kohen Kasher had a machshava at the time that he was shochet, or at the time that he was mekabel the dam, or at the time that he was molech the dam, when he did anything prior to the zrika, he had a machshava to be zorah inappropriately, to be zorek incorrectly. So one rule you need to know before we go through what this kasha is going to be. In general, in order to make something pigle, so there's a rule that in order for something to be pigle, you need karvu kol matirav, you need all the matirim, all of the other elements to be 100% fine. If there's another psul besides for the machsheves pigle, then pigle is not going to be chal. Pigle is only chal when everything else would have been okay, but for your machsheves pigel. So that's just an important idea as we go through this question. So says the Gemara again, Meisvei, chishev litein esanitanin lemala lemata. You have a regular kasher, a kohen, who has a machshava at, let's say, the time of the shechita, he has a machshava to do a zrika that really belongs lemala on the top half of the mizbeach, he has a machshava to do it on the bottom half of the mizbeach, or lemata lemala, he has a machshava to do a zrika that really belongs on the bottom half of the mizbeach, he has a machshava to do it on the top half of the mizbeach. La alter kasher. If his machshava is to be zorek in the wrong spot today, on the right day, then it's going to be kasher. Isn't it a zrika psula? Isn't he having a machshava's psul? So he's doing something inappropriately. He's having machshava to do the zrika incorrectly. No, it's still going to be kasher, as Rashi explains. The altar kasher mchishav amnas luzuk shlom kama ayom kasher. The inami zrika psulahi, because even though it's not the right kind of zrika, v'nimtza shavat shara avodos al menas lizrok asadam bipsul, and therefore it turns out that he's doing the shechita, let's say, having in mind to do an incorrect zrika, kasher hu bizrika hogenis bimakomo kedamrin bimishna kol psulin, Eina machsheva poselas el chutzl zmano v'chutzl mkomo u'pesach v'chatos shelo l'shman. Meaning, according to what we were saying before, that shelo b'mkomo is k'mkomo, that putting it on the wrong part of the mizbeach is still going to be considered like putting it on the right part of the mizbeach, that it's going to have the same kapara effect as putting it on the right part of the mizbeach. So if a person has such a machshava during one of the other avodos, and everything else is supposed to be totally fine, it's going to be kosher. He has intention when he does the shechita that he's going to do the zrika on the wrong part of the mizbeach. Today, when he's supposed to do the zrika, it's going to be kosher. Chazar v'chishev chutz l'makomo, if after doing that, he then, with the next avoda, has a machshava to eat the karban beyond its place where it's not allowed to be eaten. So then, pasul ve'in bo kares. Then it's going to be pasul. The karban is going to be pasul, but you're not going to be chayv kares for eating it, right? But that is enough to pasul the karban. Now chutz l'zmano, let's say. Again, he did the first avodah having machshava that he's going to do his zrika in the wrong place. That the zrika that's supposed to be on top is going to be on the bottom. So he said that alone doesn't do anything. It's still kasher. The carbon is still kasher. Then he does a second avodah having machshava to eat it chutz l'zmano, to eat the carbon beyond its allotted time when it's allowed to be eaten. Then pigul v'chayav nolav kares. Then it's going to be pigul, and he's going to be chayiv kares for it. Now again, what's the rule by pigul? The rule is that it can only become pigul if everything else was fine. Over here, prior to having the machshavas pigul, on an earlier avoda, he had a machshava to put the dam in the wrong place. But we said that was kosher. That machshava didn't ruin anything. It's still mechaper and it's totally kosher. So that's not going to be a problem. And therefore, it's still considered that all systems are a go, and that he's ra'oi still for a pigul thought. That everything else is still considered to be in place and still considered to be kosher. And therefore, by the second avoda, when he has a machshava to eat it, chutz l'zmano, it can in fact become pigul, and for pigul you're chayiv kares, right? That's a din of pigul, not a din of pasul. When the carbon is stam pasul, you're not chayiv kares. By pigul, you're chayiv kares. So that's all if he had intention that he's going to do the zrika sadam in the wrong place of the mizbeach, but today he's going to do it at the right time. Now we discuss lemachar. All of this is going to be one big question. Lemachar, what if he has in mind that he wants to do the zrika sadam the next day? So then pasul, then having that machshava alone to do the zrikas hadam on the wrong day is going to immediately pasul the karban. So it's not even going to be a valid kapara. So therefore, if in the first shot, the first avoda, let's say at the time that he did the shechita, he was already thinking that he's going to do the zrikas hadam on the wrong day, so at that point he's already pasul the karban, and once you pasul the karban is ineligible to become pigul, right? That's the halacha, that if anything else is wrong with the karban, it can't become pigul. Pigul is only when everything else is good. So the machar pasul, if he had machshava to do the zrikas hadam in the wrong place the next day, then it's going to be pasul. And therefore, chazar v'chishev, if he then went back and had another machshava in the next avoda, bein chutz l'zmano, bein chutz l'mkomo, whether his machshava was for chutz l'zmano, or whether it was machshava for chutz l'mkomo, pasul ve'in bo kares. Then it's going to be pasul, but it's not going to be chayiv kares, because the first machshava already pasuled it, and therefore lo karvu kol matirav, all the matirim are not okay, not everything else is good, and therefore it's not eligible to be pigul. It can only be pigul if everything else is good. That is the brisa that we're quoting to ask a kasha on Shmuel. How's this a kasha on Shmuel? So says the Gemara, v'isha lo b'mekomo k'mekomo dami, hay pasul, pigulhu. Wait a second. If putting the dam in the wrong place is the same thing as putting the dam in the right place, so when we say, why do we call a pasul when we talk about having machshava to put it shelo b'mekomo l'machar, the case where you're having machshava for the next day, that you're going to put it shelo b'mekomo, so why is that only pasul? Shouldn't that be pigul? Meaning, what's the definition of pigul? Pigul is a machshava to do one of the avodos chutz l'zmano, right? That you can do one of the avodos in the wrong time. Now, if you have a machshava that I'm going to do one of the avodos all wrong chutz l'zmano, that will make it pigul, that will make it pasul. Because again, everything else has to be perfect for it to be pigul. I have to have a machshava that I'm going to do one of the avodos in the right way, but in the wrong time, chutz l'zmano. Now, If Shmuel is correct, that shalovim kamu kamu dami, that if I put the blood that belongs on the top on the bottom, or the blood that belongs on the bottom on the top, that doesn't matter, it's all the same. That's all good. So if I have machshava that I'm going to do that the wrong time, that I'm going to put the blood that belongs on the top, on the bottom, at the wrong time, shouldn't that be pigul? If putting it on the top is the same as the bottom, and it doesn't really matter, it's not going to affect the kapara of the carbon at all. Shalobim mekomo is kim mekomo dami, so then when I have a machshava to do that, to put it in the wrong spot of the mizbeach, at the wrong time, it should make it pigul, it shouldn't make a pasul. So this is a kasha on Shmuel. V'shalobim mekomo kim mekomo dami, hi pasul, why in the second half of this parasha we just quoted? When it said l'machar, that I'm having in mind to put the blood in the wrong spot the next day. Why do we say pasul pigulhu? That should really be pigul. That's how Rashi explains. Look at Rashi. Hai pasul bitbia. Am I karile pasul? Hai dechishim liten shalobim mekomo l'machar. Why do we call it pasul when you have a machshava to put the blood in the wrong spot of the mizbeach the next day? Pigulhu. Shari chishe b'shchita. It's pigul because what did you do? You had a machshava during shchita. Almanas lizrok dama lamachar to be zorek the dam on the wrong day, the next day. Dehi achilas mizbeach, and that's achilas mizbeach. That's considered you had in mind to be ochel on the wrong day because you had in mind that the mizbeach will be ochel the dam on the wrong day. Elav kimakom adami v'lo chashiv achilu. What that tells you though is that that it must be lav kimakom adami. That if you put the blood in the wrong spot of the mizbeach, it must be that that's not okay. That's Shmuel is incorrect. It's not okay. Shalomim kamo is not kimakamo dami. So this is a raya against Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Amar marzutra zrika desharia basar ba'achila maisli de pigul. Now here's the rule. The reason why it's not pigul is not because shalobim kamo is lav kimakamo dami. Really, Shmuel's correct. Shalobim kamo is kimakamo dami. But what did Shmuel tell us? When you put the blood that belongs on the bottom half of the mizbech, on the top half of the mizbech, he didn't say it's totally okay. He said it's mechaper. He said you have a kapara. Right? But still, it's not going to be matir the basar. The basar is still going to be asr. Right? So the rule of pigul, pigul is not a function of kapara. Pigul is a function of the heter abasar. So that's what, and therefore Shmuel is 100% correct. Zrika de sharia basar ba'achila maisli de pigul. The only kind of zrika that could make the animal pigul is a zrika that's kosher enough to be matir the basar. Elamai, you're having machshava to do it at the wrong time, or you're doing it at the wrong time. But otherwise, everything else would have been fine about the zrika. Only then can the zrika make the animal pigul, make the carbon pigul. Zrika de lo sharia basar ba'achila, but a zrika that never would have been matir the meat anyway, lo maisli de pigul. Can't be a zrika that's going to be maisli de pigul, that's going to bring something to pigul. Meaning, this zrika, according to Shmuel, if you put the blood that belongs on the bottom on the top, or vice versa, that is not matir basar b'achila, even when you do that. So if you have a machshava to do that, it's not going to make the animal pigul, because it's considered wrong enough that it's going to be considered that not all systems are go, not everything is in place to make the chutzlis manu machshava the only problem with this rika. There is another problem with this rika, namely that it's not matir the basar to be eaten. So therefore, Shmuel is going to be fine. So amalei Ravashi l'mazutra. So Ravashi says, Marzucha, that's a very nice Kiddush. Minalacha, where did you get it from? Where did you get this idea that only a kind of zrika that's kosher enough to be matir the basar b'achila can be subject to pigul? So he says, D'chsev, I got it from the pasuk. Pasuk says in regards to pigul, v'im he achol ye achel mi b'sar zevach shlamav. The Gemara doesn't quote the whole pasuk. It goes on to say, Bayom ashlishi lo yeratzeh makrivel so lo yechashev lo pigul yihia. Right, it skips a few words. There's a dot after Shlomov before Pigul Yiyah. So what do we see from that pasuk? Misha pigulo garam lo, yatzazah she'in pigulo garam lo, el isud avaracha garam lo. It starts out with heachel yeachel, about with eating the karban, and then it says pigul yiyah, something that can't be eaten only as a result of the fact that it's pigul, only because it's pigul, that's going to be pigul. But something that anyway couldn't be eaten, a karban that anyway couldn't be eaten, having nothing nothing to do with the pigel element of the carbon, with the chutzel zman element of the carbon, i.e., a case where you have machshava to put the where you have machshava to be zorik the dam that belongs to the mata lamala, which anyway would have ruined the achila of the carbon, would have made it that you're not allowed to eat the carbon. So therefore, pigel is not going to take effect on such a carbon. So that's the drasha that Marzutra drives it from. And therefore, Shmuel is totally fine. Frek the Gemara, Shmuel is not so totally fine. Just before we get to let's read it a little further. Ihachi, if sule nami lo lifsal, if that's correct, then it shouldn't even become puzzle either. Meaning, if it's unable to become pigel, that's not as rika in regards to machshavas psul. We don't consider that to be a zrika that's going to be a problem of psul. So then it shouldn't be puzzle either. So says Gemara, Amrav Nachum Yitzchak, Midda Hava Machshavas Hinuach VaLibed Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to see soon, says that if let's say you have machshava to not do anything, not to be zorek, just not to do anything, just to leave the blood and not to do anything chutzas manu chutzas mekom, not do any of the avodos or the achila in the wrong time or anything. You just have intention that you're just going to leave it. You're just going to leave the blood sitting around. So Rabbi Yehuda says that also passes. So even if you hold that a machshava to do the zrika in the wrong place, that it's not really called a zrika, because the zrika in the wrong place is not going to be matir la achilas basar, and therefore it's not really called the zrika at all. So we were asking, well, if it's not really called the zrika at all, then why is a machshava to do it going to passel? It's not really called the zrika at all. So we're saying, okay, let's pretend it's not a zrika at all. Let's pretend you just plan on having the blood there for that long. Well, that's enough to make it possible. So Alibit Rabbi Yehuda, that would be enough to make it possible. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem according to Shmuel. It makes plenty of sense that according to Shmuel, if you shech the carbon, let's say, al menas, to be zorek the dam in the wrong place of the mizbeach, the next day, it's not going to be pigel, because you had in mind that it was going to be in the wrong place of the mizbeach, but it's still going to be pasul, because it's lo gara, than having in mind just to leave the dam around for a while. Now, this drasha that we just quoted before, in the previous line, yata zeh she'ein pigulo garam lo ela isr davar achar garam lo, that if the isr achila of the carbon was created not by the pigle, but was a result of something else, so we said that such an animal, such a carbon, is not going to be pigle. So we learn from that, drasha, that zrika that's not matir the basar cannot bring the animal to pigle. Only a zrika that's matir the basar can bring the animal to pigle. Now, there are two types of zrika that's not matir the basar when it comes to discussions of pigle. There's what's called an issue b'machshava and an issue b'ma'aseh. So b'ma'aseh means as follows. Let's say a person does the zrika that's not going to be matir the basar. You do a zrika that belongs lamata, lamala, or vice versa, and you think at the time of the zrika, a machsheves pigel. While you're doing the inappropriate zrika, you're thinking that you're going to eat the meat at the wrong time. Right? That's one type. That's what we would call b'masa. As you're doing the zrika, which is not going to be matir the basar anyway, you're having a machsheves pigel. A second permutation that the Gemara is trying to derive is purely machshava. You did the zrika kedin. It's just at the time that you did the shechita, you thought about doing the zrika in the wrong way and at the wrong time. So again, one was where you're doing the zrika in the wrong way, thinking about eating the carbon at the wrong time. But you actually did the zrika in the wrong way. So that zrika itself passed the basar. The other is where you're doing everything, the zrika is totally fine. All the problems are in your head. At the time of the shechita, you're thinking that you're going to do the zrika in the wrong spot on the mizbeach, lamata, 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 and at the wrong time. Those are two different types of problems with zrika being matir the basar. So Rashi explains that the ikur drasha was really in the first type of case. The drasha that the Gemara that we're dashing over here, yatsa zesha ein pigula garam lo, isra davaracher garam lo, is talking about where you actually did the zrika shalo b'mekoma with a machshava to eat the carbon at the wrong time. It's just that the Gemara then links that to what we're interested in, which is the second permutation, where you didn't actually do the zrika incorrectly. You had a machshava to do the zrika incorrectly, right? So the Gemara is assuming that the two are the same. So l'chora it requires a little bit further analysis. The Brisker Rav points out when you have machshava at the time of the zrika. So a zrika like this is not matir the basar to allow the animal to become pigle. But when you're doing an avoda 100% properly, you're just having machshava to be zorik the dam shalobim mekama the next day. So you had a machshava on achilas mizbeach lemachar. You had a machshava that the achilas mizbeach is going to be on the wrong day. That is pigle. This zrika that you're thinking about would not be matir the basar, but the zrika is going to be it's going to go in the mizbeach, and it's going to be a mechaper, a zrika that's done shalobim koma is still going to be mechaper according to on the bailim, so it's for sure called an achilas mizbeach. So why wouldn't that be pigle? What would be the problem? Why would that not be pigle? Even though I'm having a machshava while I'm doing the shechita that I'm going to be zorik shalobim koma, I'm having machshava that the zrika that I'm going to do is still going to be a zrika mizbeach shalobizmano. And it's still going to be that zrika is at least that I'm thinking about. It's still going to be an achilas mizbeach. It's going to be an achilas mizbeach shelo bezmano. So to make that jump, to make that leap that the Gemara is making, which is sort of it's hard to notice, but the Brisker Rav points out the Gemara is really making a leap over here. There's a big difference between doing the zrika inappropriately with thinking about achila versus doing the zrika, doing the everything appropriately while you're thinking about a zrika that's both chutz l'mekomo of the mizbeach and chutz l'zmano. So that's a major step that the Gemara is taking. There are explanations. Brisker Rav goes on to explain it. I'm just looking. We're not going to have time to get into it. So let's go weiter in the Gemara. So basically, so far we had one shita. The shita was, the only one shita that we had was the shita of Shmuel. Shmuel's shita was that when you put the blood in the wrong part of the mizbeach, the basar is not going to be mutter to eat, but the kapara is achieved. And we paraphrase that by saying, shalobim komo kim komo dami. Putting the blood on the wrong part of the mizbeach is just like putting it on the right part of the mizbeach, meaning you get your kapara. That is Shmuel. Opinion number two, Reish Lakish Amar liolam pasul mamish. Now really when the Mishnah says that it's pasul, if you put the blood in the wrong part of the mizbeach, it really means it's pasul, meaning you accomplish nothing. You did not get your kapara. But also, Reish Lakish says, you should know, I generally agree with that idea, that shalobim kamo is kimakamo dami. So the word pasul in the Mishnah is not just going on the basar, it's going on the whole carbon. It's pasul gamri, the bailum doesn't get a kapara. But I really hold like Shmuel, that when you put the blood in the wrong spot, it does get you a kapara, it does get you enough of a kapara normally. So then what's our Mishnah talking about? If shalobim kamo is kimakamo dami, why does our Mishnah say that it's pasul? So Kasha, kancha nosen b'shtika, kancha nosen b'amira. Big difference. That in the drush of the pasuk, which implies that when you put it in the wrong spot, the bailim does get a kapara, that's if you do it b'shtika, you don't say anything. When our Mishnah says that it's pasul, that's when you do the blood in the wrong spot with a machshava to eat the basar chutz l'zmano. So it's telling us that when you put the blood in the wrong spot, even though that normally will give you a kapara, but if you do it with a machshava to eat the basar at the wrong time, so it's going to be pasul, you're not going to get kares, because the machshava zrika itself is a machshava lifsal, but not lefagel, because a zrika that's not matir the basar l'achila can't make a pigle, but still it's going to be pasul. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not talking about stam, you're putting the blood in the wrong place. You stam put the blood in the wrong place, shalobim kamos kim you get your kapara. Armish is telling me, not like Shmuel understood it, Armish is telling me you don't get your kapara. Why don't you get your kapara? You passled your carbon at the time that you were putting the blood in the wrong place. You were thinking about eating the carbon at the wrong time. And that passled your carbon. Tanan, so now, basically, what Reish Lakish basically just did is he said, I agree with Shmuel lahalacha. I don't have any disputes with him lahalacha. I just think our Mishnah is talking about a different case. So basically, if he agrees with Shmuel lahalacha, every kasha we just asked on Shmuel in the last amud and a half is going to be a kasha on Reish Lakish, and every answer we gave for Shmuel could be an answer for Reish Lakish as well. Had this been another mesechta, the Gemara likely would have gone through that again and would have given us an easy day of Daf Yomi. But Zvachim is written in like a different style, as every mesechta is in a slightly different style. So the Gemara says, come on, see above. Tanan, chishev litenas anisan, lamata, lamala, lamala, lamata. Start there and go up until midahava machshavas hinuach valibid Rabbi Yehuda v'chulei. Basically, read the last amud and repeat. Right, and that's you'll get the same idea. Everything we said in Shmuel, we could say in Reish Lakish as well. Can't have an easy day of daf. Okay, third possible opinion. So far we had Shmuel, we had Reish Lakish. Now we have Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Again, opinions about when you put the blood in the wrong place on the Mizbeach, what's the din? So Shmuel said, what's the din? The din is that you're not allowed to eat the meat, but the karbon, you do achieve kapara. Reish Lakish says, I agree with that, but when the Mishnah said pasul, the Mishnah really meant everything's pasul, because the Mishnah was talking about a case where you had other problems also, where you had a makshava to be ochel chutzuzmano. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, idi vi idi shnasan b'shtika. He says, no. Everything's talking about where you're nasan b'shtika, where your only problem was that you put the blood in the wrong place. I just hold, he says, v'shalob b'mekamo lav k'mekamo dami. I don't agree with the whole din of Shmuel. I think that if you put the blood that belongs on the top of the mizbeach on the bottom, or vice versa, that's no good. That's not k'mekamo dami. That's not going to get you your kapara. So v'hadi ika dama nefesh v'hadaleka dama nefesh. What's he going to do with the drasha that we have from the pasuk? So he's going to say it depends whether there's still dama nefesh left or whether there's no dama nefesh left. Meaning the Mishnah says pasul. And there's no way to fix it. And the brisa that says that kol psulim detani takanta shenasan b'shtika, right? Detani takanta. The brisa and the other brisa that said of kol psulim that said go back, get more blood, and do it again. They're both talking about where you put it b'shtika. Well, the question is there any more dam? If there's any more dam, go get it. If there's no more dam, it's pasul and you're done. There's nothing you can do to fix it. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan is going to understand. Tanan, it's said in our Mishnah, so now we're going to have to analyze, according to Shmuel, according to Reish Lakish, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, how to read the last line of our Mishnah. Because what did our Mishnah say? You put the blood in the wrong place. It didn't just say it's pasul. It said it's pasul, and you don't get kares. So is there a chiddush in that line that you don't get kares? So Tanan, it's said in our Mishnah, pasul vein bo kares. So Bishlam Reish Lakish handled the tani pasul vein bo kares. According to Reish Lakish, where if you put the blood in the wrong place, it's still going to give you a kapara. So I understand why I need a chiddush to tell me that I don't get kares, because I might have thought when you put it b'makshava. I mean, according to Reish Lakish, the Mishnah was talking about where you had a makshava chutzal zmano also. So you had a makshava pigle, so I might have thought that this would count as pigle. So I need the Mishnah to tell me, no, since I'm putting the blood in the wrong place, even though putting the blood in the wrong place is good enough to get my kapara, it's bad enough that it can make it that I'm not eligible for pigle, that the carbon's not eligible for pigle. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush that it's ein bokaris, that it's not eligible for pigle. El Rabbi Yochanan, my ein bokaris. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the chiddush of ein bokaris? Rabbi Yochanan said, our Mishnah stam, talking about you put the blood in the wrong place. You didn't have any machsheves pigle. So why would I think that you would get kares? There was no machsheves pigle in our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So kasha, that's taka, murderous kasha in Rabbi Yochanan. Why in the world do I need to be told in Bokares there was no machsheves pigle that ever came up anywhere in our Mishnah? So that's a very difficult kasha. Gemara does not answer it. Ule Shmuel, my in Bokares. Now, according to Shmuel, also you had no machsheves pigle in our Mishnah. According to Shmuel, when the Mishnah said pasul, it didn't really mean it's totally pasul. It just meant you're not going to get a kapara. So what's the chiddush that in Bokares? Of course it's in Bokares. Hachi kamer. Now, according to Shmuel, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Im nasan b'machshava pasul, im nasan b'machshava pasul vein bo kares. If you also had a machsheves pigle, still you should know you're not going to get kares. Meaning, the way Reish Lakish understood the Mishnah is the way Shmuel understood the last three words of the Mishnah, of ein bo kares. That even if you were to have a machsheves pigle at that time, still would be ein bo kares because you're putting the blood in the wrong spot. And even though putting the blood in the wrong spot isn't so bad, it's bad enough that it takes you out of the parsha of pigle. Because as we said before, in order to be in the parsha of pigle, everything else must be perfect. Fine. For Rabbi Yochanan, Isha lo b'mekamo lav k'mekamo dami. Now, again, new issue on Rabbi Yochanan, meaning new question on Rabbi Yochanan. We're no longer asking from the last line of the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that when you put the blood in the wrong spot, it's bad. It's the whole carbon's going to be pasul, so you're not even going to get your kapara. Isha lo b'makam lavi k'makam adami lavi k'nishpach min akli min al aritzpa v'yasfenu. So when you put the blood in the wrong spot on the mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it does nothing, shouldn't that be like the blood falling and spilling out on the floor? And what's the halacha if the blood spills on the floor? So we learned the Mishnah that if the blood spills on the floor before you ever caught it in a kli shares, okay, so that's a problem. But once you're ready to makabel it in a kli, and then the blood spilled, all you do is pick it up, gather the blood together, and you can still use it. Nothing wrong with the blood. If it was ready, you were ready to makabel the blood in the kli, and then it spilled on the floor. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when you put the blood in the wrong spot on the mizbeach, why is it any different than spilling it on the floor? You just spilled it in the spot that you can't do anything with it. So, that didn't accomplish anything. So, pick it up and do the Zrikas Adam correctly. Why does he say, oh, we're done, you can't do anything else unless you have more dam to go pull from the animal? So, Savrla Kamandi Yama Lo Yasvenu. He holds like the shita that holds that you're not supposed to gather the blood up from the floor. Dam Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Am Rav Yochanan, Kol Modim. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef said, Am Rav Yochanan. Everyone agrees. B'nisad l'mala shnasan l'mala, l'mata shnasan l'mata. That if you did the zrikas dam in the right place, shalok kemetzvasan, but you did it with some other problem, meaning you had a bad machshava, you did it with your left hand, you had some other problem, but you did it in the right place, lo yasfenu. Everyone agrees in that situation that you would not regather the blood and do the zrika again. Lo Nechluku Ella, but there is a machlokas, Binisan Lamala Shnasan Lamata, Lamata Shnasan Lamala. If you threw the blood on the wrong part of the Mizbeach, on the bottom, the blood that belonged on the bottom and the top, or vice versa, that's where Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yasfenu, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yasfenu. Rabbi Yossi says, don't gather it back up together to throw it again. And Rabbi Shimon says, you do gather it back up to throw it again. Basically, we're just saying Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yossi, that Lo Yasfenu, that even if the blood spills, you don't gather it up to throw it again. Umishnasenu Kidivri Omer Lo Yasfenu. So Rabbi Yochanan will say that our Mishnah is going with the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that you don't gather it up, meaning Eino Chinami. According to Rabbi Shimon, right? According to Rabbi Shimon's Shita, the Yasvenu, our Mishnah should have said that if you throw the blood in the wrong part of the Mizbeach, collect it again and do over. But our Mishnah is assuming, like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that we never do that. We don't collect and do a do over. Once we mention that, we're already done with what we need from this whole idea of Yasvenu or Lo Yasvenu. But once we mention the other Shita in Amoraim of how to understand the Machlokas Tanaim about Yasvenu. So Rav Chista Amar Avimi, Hakol Modim, he says, no, the way the Machlokas Tanaim works is as follows. Hakol Modim B'nisan L'mata Shnasan L'mala Shalo Yasvenu. Everyone would agree that if you put it in the wrong spot of the Mizbeach, that you don't gather it up. Everyone would agree that if you take blood that was supposed to be on the bottom half of the Mizbech and you threw it on the top half of the Mizbech, everyone would agree Shalo Yasfenu. And certainly if you took blood that belonged on the top half of the Mizbech and you threw it on the bottom half of the Mizbech, certainly in that case you don't need to regather it, because that's even more kosher. Why is it even more kosher to take blood that belonged on the top half and throw it on the bottom half? Because blood that belongs on the top half also belongs on the bottom half by definition, because there's something called gravity, and when you throw blood on the top half, it's going to drip down to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So when you just skip that step of having it go through the top, you're doing something much closer to what was supposed to be done with it by having it, by just putting it straight to the bottom. So it's still, that's more kosher, so all the more so that you wouldn't have to regather it. Lo nechleku el b'nisan l'flim sh'nasun b'chutz, b'chutz sh'nasun l'flim. The whole machlokas is, if you put it on the wrong Mizbeach, if you take the blood that belongs on the Mizbeach Achitz and put it on the Mizbeach Apnimi, or vice versa, that's where Rabbi Yossi Omer Yasfenu. Rabbi Yossi says that's like spilling it on the floor, pick it up and go do it again, do the Zrika the right way this time. Rabbi Shimon Omer Lo Yasfenu. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's already Nizrak and it's already been caught by the Mizbeach, there's nothing you could do, you don't go and collect it from the Mizbeach. So fine, period. Amar Nachum Yitzchak Afana Nami Tanira. So says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Afan Anami Tanin, Rav Yudah Omer Zosia Ola Harei Elu Miutin. Pasuk says Afan Anami Tanina is going to be a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that there are certain times that Lo Yasfenu, that you're not supposed to gather the blood, even if it was thrown incorrectly, even though it was thrown in the wrong spot of the Mizbeach, it's considered to be a partial, even though it's not Mechaper, you don't go back and gather the blood. So we're going to dash in the Pasuk. Pasuk says Zosia Ola. Zos hiya ol are actually three consecutive mi'utim in the pasuk. This pasuk is coming to tell us that that things that were pasul, that were brought to the mizbeach, once they're brought up on the mizbeach, you don't bring them off of the mizbeach. You leave them on the mizbeach. Right? We learn me'ola al mokta al mizbeach kol alayla, that once it's ola al mokta, once it goes on the fire in the mizbeach, te'isham kol alayla. It has to stay there all night long. You don't take it down. So now we have three mi'utim basically to tell me that there are three situations where even though things are already on the mizbeach, take it off. You can take it down. So what does it say? Zos hiya ola harei l'miyutin. Prat l'nishchet ha-belayla. Number one, if it's shechted at night, v'shenishbach damo, if the blood spilled out, v'sheyatz damo chutz l'klayim, or if the blood went outside of the klayim, im olsa terid. In those situations, even if the animal went up on the mizbeach, take it off. Rabbi Shimon Omer, now that's what we need from it, that those are the three cases where im olsa terid, and we're going to analyze that line. Now, before we get to analyze that line, we first have to go through Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon's opinion will take us 15 lines to say. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you know what the rule is of when you take an animal off the mizbech? Ola, in liela ola kshera. Ola, I would only know that it's an ola kshera. Minayin l'rabbi shnishcha b'layla. How do I know that even nishcha b'layla, that if it's ola, that it's not yored, and not only in three cases the Tanakam mentioned, vahalan, if it stays overnight, vahayotze, if it goes outside of its mechitzos, vahatame, or if it became tame, vishenishchet chutzal zman v'chutzal mekamo, or if it was shechted with a machshava for chutzal zman or chutzal mekamo, vishekiblu psulin v'zarkos dama, or let's say someone whose pasul was mekabel the damer zorek the dam, vanisan the mala, shnasan the mata, vanisan the mata, shnasan the mala, or blood that was supposed to be put on the top of the mizbeach on the bottom, or vice versa, vanisan b'fnim shnasan b'chutz, vanisan b'chutz shnasan b'fnim, or blood put on the wrong mizbeach, va'pesach va'achatos shechted shelo l'shman, or karm pesach karm ruchatos that was not shechted l'shma, minayin? How do I know that those all those things we just mentioned don't come off of the mizbeach, that they stay on the mizbeach, imalu lo yerdu, that they don't come off of the mizbeach, including the things that Tanakama mentioned, including everything. Tamalomar Torah Sa'ola Riba Torah Achas L'Kol Olin Shemalo Yardu. That's what the pasuk says. Torah Sa'ola, to tell me that anything that's Ola, anything that goes up on the mizbech, Lo Yardu, doesn't come down. So what does come down? Yachol Shani Marbas. I might think to include in the list of things that don't come down, I might think to include Afar Raveya Va'Nirva, an animal that was engaged in bestiality, Va'Muktza Va'Ne, or something that was set aside for Avodah Zarah, Va'Nevet, was worshipped for Avodah Zarah, Va'Esner was used for a prostitute's payment, Va'Mechir was used for in exchange for a dog, Va'Klayim, Va'Trefa, Va'Yotze Dofen, that I might think that all of those animals, that in Ola also, they shouldn't come down if they were up on the Zbech, Tamalomar Zos. That's why Pasuk says Zos, that those animals, if they do go up, should come down. Umari What made me decide to put the former list on the former list and the latter list on the latter list, right? Why would I decide that certain things should be Yored and others should not be Yored? It says, anything that's possible, that's psulon b'kodesh, if it goes up on the Mizbeach, does not come down. If it was psulon shelo b'kodesh, like Esnan and Nevad and all those things, that whereas psulon shelo b'kodesh does come down. What do the words mean, psulon b'kodesh, psulon shelo b'kodesh? It seems to be a three-way machlokas rishonim, how to teach those words, psulon b'kodesh. Rashi says, psulon b'kodesh means that the psul was chal on the korban in the azara, in a makom kadosh, in the azara. So b'kodesh literally means in the azara. But muktza, klayim, trefa, raveya, nirva, those are psulim that happened to the korban before they came into the azara. Tosos later on is not going to like that Rashi so much, because Tosos says, who told you? Tosos and Daf Pei Dalet is going to say, who told you that none of those psulim happened in the Azara? Maybe they happened to be that those psulim didn't kick in until it was in the Azara. It doesn't have to, they don't have to be in the Azara, but they might have been. So Tosos has a different pshat. We'll get to it one day. Okay, fine. Says Gemara, Katani Mia. But bottom line, what are we trying to get out of this? Everyone seemed to agree that if you put the blood in the wrong spot, that if it's Ola, that it's lo yered, that you don't take it down. My time. And now, why wouldn't you take it down? Lav mishum dekalte mizbeach, isn't it because once the mizbeach absorbed it, even though it was done wrong, it stays? Shmamin olei asfenu, and therefore it's a raya that you should not gather it back up. So that's a raya, it's Rabbi Yochanan, that once, even though it's not mechaper anything, once it's on a mizbeach, you don't gather it back up. Amr Rablazer, Mizbeach HaPnimi Mekadesh Psulin. Rablazer says the Mizbeach HaPnimi could be Mekadesh, things that are puzzle, meaning that things that if Olu Lo Yerdu, even though it doesn't say it in the pasuk, even though the pasuk only says that about the mizbeach hachitzon imalu lo yardu, mizbeach hapnimi has the same din. The things that go on the mizbeach hapnimi, you can't bring them off of the mizbeach hapnimi. My kamashman tanina nisan b'fnim. Well, we already said that. We already said that things that belong on the mizbeach hapnimi that were put on the mizbeach hachitzon, or vice versa, that you don't take them off. So we know that the mizbeach hapnimi also is kolate. Ime hasam havamina hanimili dam dechazilei. Now I would have thought that only applies to dam because dam at least belongs on that mizbeach. But a comments of a mincha never goes on the mizbeach hapnimi. So I might think that it's not kolit. Come ashmalan. Meisveik Torah zara shal legabim mizbeach teirit she'in lecham mekadesh psulin el mizbeach hachitzon b'roi lo chitzonin pnimi lo. But don't you see that the mizbeach hapnimi is not mekadesh things that are pasul? So tritzach, no, you're reading it wrong. The reads as follows: Ktorah zara shal sal the mizbeach hachitzon teirit. The ktorah zara that goes on the mizbeach hachitzon has to come down. She'in mizbeach hachitzon mekadesh psulin ela royalo, because mizbeach hachitzon is only mekadesh those kinds of psulim that are at least ra'ui for that mizbeach. Va'pnimi, but the mizbeach hapnimi is different. Bein royalo, bein she'in royalo. Whether it's something that belongs on the mizbeach in general, like dam, or something that never belongs on the mizbeach hapnimi, like the komets of the mincha, either way it's going to be mekadesh the psulin. My time, why does the mizbeach hapnimi have more of a koach hamekadesh than the mizbeach hachitzon does? Hayritz bavai kli sharis, because the mizbeach hapnimi is not part of the ground, it's not made out of avanim, it's a kli sharis, so it's anointed with oil, so it has more of a koach hamekadesh. Okay, but Hashem, we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.